This is episode 8.
Yeah.
Alright, yeah. Welcome to episode 8 of the Jimson and Roscoe show. My name's Roscoe, this is our Jimson, and we're here in the Garden of Eden.
On our own, we ain't got a guest today. So welcome Jimson and Roscoe.
And Costa.
And Costa, of course.
Shout out Costa, under the umbrella. Got your suntan, ready? You are going to be red. You're going to be your favourite vegetable. Beetroot.
You're going to get beaten, black and blue.
Yeah. Jesus.
So what have you been up to?
I don't want to start on a downer, but...
Three good things that happened to you today.
All right, yeah, let's do that. Three good things that happened to me today. I woke up. Bella said she's got bear gin. And I'm excited about what today might bring.
Yeah. So what three good things happened to me today? Right, so I got to wake up to live another day, which is always a blessing.
Yeah.
The trouble is it's fucking so early, isn't it?
Yeah,
I've done a lot.
Just woke up.
The kids are happy.
Which is always good.
Yeah. And I'm sat in the sunshine about to shoot a podcast.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
I went to a gig on Friday.
Yeah, how was that? I bet that was a bit surreal.
It was sick. So it was a random one. Mm. So my mate Gio, big up Gio, he said he had a spare ticket to watch Verb T.
Okay.
At the Jazz Cafe. And it's the first time I've been to the Jazz Cafe. It's the first time I've been to Camden, actually. Mm. And Camden is like Stokes Croft.
Yeah, I know.
But more gentrified.
Yeah, I know.
And less crackheads.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was the first time I went there. But the Jazz Cafe was like, the venue was sick. Verb T smashed it. King Kashmir had a set at the beginning, which was sick, which was a nice surprise. But yeah, it was surreal afterwards. Normally when you get a bit of a head on and you fucking want to go somewhere.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Yeah, no, that was sick.
What, so there was no, like, late night bars open?
There was bars, but it was like, we found some at this strip and it was just like, people just sat down, like, sort of outside, but there was no, like...
Well, they're not going to be dancing, are they, mate?
I don't know, but do you know what I mean? It's like, you leave someone like that, like, because the show was sit down.
Yeah.
It was nice. We was like, sat, like, on the balcony, so we were, like, kind of looking down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the food in there was banging as well.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah.
So it was, yeah, like proper like gourmet sort of menu. But yeah, it's just fucking weird, isn't it? But what date is it now? Is it next, this Monday Boris is making an announcement?
He's going to push it back, innit?
So yeah.
It'll get pushed back to the 19th of July we're looking at, I think.
Have you heard anything?
No. But
do they email
so
you?
So there's a like a union. Let me just check the name on this. So... there is no, they didn't tell us shit, bruv. It just happens and then that's it. Where is it? Here it is. So there's an association called the Nighttime Industries Association, and they're trying to team up to sue the government over the pushing back of the laws, because obviously a lot of people will go under if they do it. They will go under, like, they've all been struggling. But whether it actually happened or not, who knows?
Because the thing is with it, you have like fucking like the rail industry and shit like that.
Mm.
And it's kind of, they kind of get told shit. Mm. Do you know what I mean? They're on the board with fucking government and like...
So they kind of know what's going to
happen. They kind of like, right, this is going to happen. You can kind of sort of preempt it. You wouldn't fucking think that it is run. But
I think the way that they do it is that's what they've... Well, they've already done it, haven't they? They leak information like 2 days before... Boris is going to actually announce it.
But the trouble with that is, like, if you're running fucking Jermaine and you've got like fucking promoters and like you're arranging artists, staff to fucking do the venue, do you know what I mean? It's like,
it's hard, man.
Especially like the ones who like fucking with festivals and stuff, because it's not even like it's a fixed venue. It's like, do you mean all the setup, the fucking stage setup, all that. So if they actually put money into fucking like refunding these places, or is there like no money for it?
I think they've done little bits to like help places. Like, I know at Christmas Boris gave like bars and pubs £1,000.
Cheers, pal.
It's like, mate, just keep your money in it. But yeah, they haven't really done that much to kind of help. Like, the hospitality trade just got their pants pulled down.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And people are just fucking gagging for it now, especially with the sun coming out.
Oh, mate.
Do you know what I mean? It's like...
The thing is, like, people at the moment, it's like... It's difficult to kind of police. Because it's just... No one cares, bruv. We had 30 NHS nurses in the other day, right? Mm. And they were all like, it doesn't exist anymore. I was like, what do you mean? You can't go around saying that. And she was like, yeah, you shouldn't be wearing masks. We shouldn't be wearing... I'm like, what? And this was all... It wasn't just one of them.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
was all of them were saying the same thing. And I was like...
Well, it's like these Fauci emails that have been released.
I haven't even like looked at the news or anything. So
with these, I've already like from the odd video here and there of like people dissecting the Fauci emails, which have been leaked. And they're basically saying, like, even Fauci in the emails at the beginning is, like, saying masks are useless, basically.
When was that film, though?
This is, like, did the leaks recently. Now. So it's when the emails are from or whatever.
Right.
But still, it's, like, everything, like, they've kind of been pushing and it's just, like, and everything they've been saying. Like, then the emails go back to the bat lady who worked at the lab and the leak from the beginning when they were, like, they've known for a long time and it's just, like, it's... Again, it just adds on to everything that you're told. It's just like you just then like question everything. You think, well, like, what else are they lying about? Do you mean it's
of course.
And that's the trouble. I think you just fucking
because the mask thing at first. I know at first they pretty much said that there's no point wearing a mask because it's not going to help.
Mm.
But then I think as time has gone on, they've got more research to show that maybe the mask does help.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it's kind of like, it's like anything. Like you, it's like we said before, is sugar bad for you? Is sugar good for you?
Yeah.
Like you can find whatever and it's like, you can pull videos from last year when we didn't know nothing about it and then be like, see, this is what they said in the beginning.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Or this is what they're saying now or whatever. So it's all difficult. Are you going to get vaccinated?
No, not yet.
You had it, didn't you?
Huh?
You had it, didn't you?
I hadn't had the vaccine.
No, the COVID.
I've had COVID, yeah. I had it in January. For me, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I actually think vaccines are good for certain things. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't want my fucking kids to get fucking meningitis. No, do you know what I mean? Like, but I don't like the narrative, the way it's being pushed, the lack of... I mean, just the lack of research because it's still a very new thing and they're pushing it through on an emergency and how they're trying to vaccinate everyone and go on this big push, for me, is, okay, are you in a vulnerable category or do them?
Yeah.
And then see how that goes on because they don't know what the long-term effects of this is going to be. And scientists are saying this, like, look, they're saying it's dangerous that you're doing a mass rollout on this scale for something that hasn't been fully tested yet. So yeah, no, not yet. I am gonna wait and ride it out. I mean, I've got antibodies.
Yeah, I've looked into a lot of that as well, all the antibody stuff. It's like, obviously that sort of information keeps changing as well. So at first I think they said 8 months, but it doesn't guarantee that's immunity from it.
Yeah.
And then there's been other... do you reckon I could get some water, mate? Is that all right? Thank you. Now that like some research is pointed towards longer or forever.
Mm.
So it's like... But then I spoke to a nurse the other day. I was with a nurse and she basically said, she was like, yeah, like you may have antibodies, but it's not enough to like completely protect you. I was like, but then the vaccine's not, is it? She was like, no.
Mm. This is the thing.
So what's
but it's
the
also
deal
with like, it, it's like yeah, if you've kind of fought it off before. I'm not a scientist. Let's do a disclaimer.
No, yeah,
I am.
Clear.
I don't have no medical fucking background. I don't know shit really. I just watch videos on YouTube
and memes and Facebook.
But the thing with it is like you would think if your body's had that and it's reacted and it's kind of, do you know what I mean, it's going to have history of it, so it's going to kind of be better to fight it than it would have if it's like an alien thing that's just fucking come into you. Do you know what I mean?
They said the worst, the worse you were with it, the stronger your antibodies are.
Okay.
So if it puts you on your ass, your antibodies would be stronger than if
I went on my ass.
Lightly.
I had 3 rough days in the middle, like where I had the aches, the pains, and I just fucking, I mean, I wasn't wiped out. I couldn't, like, it wasn't like I couldn't get up and fucking go and make myself a fucking cup of water or a cup of tea.
But it drained you.
It drained me. Mm. 3 days in the middle. The loss of taste and smell was fucking
horrible.
Weird.
It's the worst thing. It feels like chemicals, like it's been, like, it feels like it's been created. Mm. It doesn't feel like a natural virus, does it?
What did they say now? This woman, with these initial, because they got the Fauci emails and the link where they know, kind of know who was working on it in what lab.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, yeah, I'm waiting. I'm not fucking rushing into it. Even if I don't have to, if I can't go anywhere on holiday, then fucking so be it. Do you know what I mean? It's, because I was speaking to my mate the other day, and him and his missus are trying for a baby, and they're like, fucking hell no.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, fucking, no, how many people is it going to make infertile? You don't know. We don't know that. They're also, they're already saying, I don't know which one it is, but they're saying you shouldn't try for a baby 3 years after having the vaccine.
Why? They obviously know something.
Yeah. But yeah.
It's a weird one.
Enough of that rabbit hole.
Yeah, cool. Well, yeah, we're in the Garden of Eden where Eve first ate the forbidden fruit.
It gave us the foresight of God.
Yeah. I don't know, what do you want to talk about, man?
Saying that, apples, I went, have you been to that Dick Willow cider farm?
Is it out in the sticks?
Yeah, you know where Claverton...
Yeah, I have been there.
We went there the other week. That was nice.
I was trying to think of what it was called. Taxi driver was asking me about cider farm. They sell Cheddar Valley and that there, don't they?
I think, I'm not sure what cider it is.
The orange.
It's rough. It's rough. Yeah. But they had Agnes, his Caribbean van.
Yeah.
So each week they're doing like a different food van, like a street food van. Oh, comes. Sick. So he was there. They had, Reggie on the decks. But yeah, talking of apples.
He was on the decks?
I don't know who's on the decks.
Oh.
I went there with Brendan. Brendan is going to be on in 2 episodes time, but we're going to see him in about 2 hours.
Oh, you got strawberries over there, bruv. They're green. Got strawberries there, bruv. Is it?
Yeah, there's not, I don't know. Maybe some.
Oh, yeah, one's like sort of rose.
There's
pink.
Some there. Yeah, there's one. There's a red one.
Is it? It looks nice as well. Yeah.
We were growing strawberries in our garden, but we done the drain pipe thing.
Yeah.
So we put them in the drain pipe, but mate, they just get so dry because they're vertical So you put a drain pipe, and then in the drain pipe, you put like a thinner drain pipe to go down the middle with like certain holes drilled in different places. You're supposed to pour the water in to like evenly distribute it. But especially in the heat at the moment, mate, you've got to be fucking like watering it daily, and they're not doing anywhere near as good as Costa's strawberries over there,
just out in the things.
Yeah.
I don't know why they're so good. I mean, we've had them like 5 years now, probably something. It's just like
berries,
like grapes,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like grapes, isn't it? Sometimes you have a good year for.
Well, I suppose it takes a while for it to go and get like used to the ground, isn't it? So we planted holly, a big holly bush out the front, out the back, and then like on the sort of border of the garden, and like the first year and a bit, and fuck all happened. And like this year, they've just been fucking like booming. They've grown. They grow slow anyway, holly. But this year, they've been fucking. And as well, the apple tree. I planted an apple tree 3 years ago, and it's only getting apples this year. So again, I think they got to settle for a fucking few years.
What type of apples are it?
I don't know. It was from fucking Lidl's. My mum brought it around. But then I bought a what do they call it? Gala. I got a Gala one. This year, this winter, which I planted in, which might actually help it because the cross pollination, isn't it?
Because
they need to be cross pollinated.
I don't know.
Yeah, some do. You need like a male and a female type thing. So they need to fucking, I don't know what they do.
Touch each other.
Touch each other up.
right. I remember when we went apple tasting in the orchard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they weren't fucking ready.
No, definitely not.
I swear they were cooking apples.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, they were bitter as fuck.
No, this one's horrible.
Let me try that one. Fuck's sake.
Oh, man. Yeah.
But yeah, dopamine.
Oh, mate, yeah. To be fair, I only... Because I deleted Instagram, or deleted the app off my phone, like, I seen I seen the methylated blue thing yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
It was funny, man.
Yeah, Instagram, I've fucking kind of like been trying to balance it more recently. I got really fucking burned out with it. It was just like, it's just fucking relentless.
Yeah.
And it was. But yeah, John, so the, if anyone hasn't seen it, like John, like basically, it was amazing because for dopamine, like usually like all my releases, I do fucking everything. So I'm full on hands on with everything. I'm chopping everything up. I'm doing all the fucking artwork and whatnot. But Dopamine, which is the collab with John Seaton, if no one's checked it, I ain't going to check it out. So that, like, he basically said, right, cool. I sent him any footage that I had, and then he just basically done everything. Sent me a folder on Dropbox, and he was like, this is for this date, this is for this date, this is for this date. And I was like, fuck
it
out.
Someone else doing it for you, like.
This is sick. Yeah, like, do you know what I mean? It's like, you can still, you're still making the stuff, and then you're just like, someone just pieces all that together, and you go, yeah, put this up this day. And I got a taste of that, and it's just like, oh, like, I want that.
I want someone to just tell me.
Yeah, I just want someone to like...
I want to just create and be a creator.
Faff around with that. And it was fucking... So if there's anyone out there who wants to just...
Manage me.
Come and manage me and create stuff, let's fucking work. Get at me.
Cause, we need to go check Prince, you know?
Prince?
Down at...
The symbol?
Nah. Down at, is it QTSD on Windsor Bridge? No. Where like Jackson and all them lot go to record.
Oh, is that where Marky recorded the one Aria?
Yeah. I was speaking to him the other night. He wants to put together like a little documentary.
Yeah.
So.
About what?
He wants to come on here as well.
Yeah, rude.
So just about music in the bath scene and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Just like he was like, I heard you're the guy I could talk to put me in touch with everyone. I was like, yeah.
Yeah,
he was like, "Come down." So I'll give him a call and we'll go check him, innit?
Yeah, bang on it. Because there's
Corey as well wants to come on. He's quite good, man.
Music,
Corey, yeah, rapper.
Well, I've reached out to Jinxter. He's up for it. He's coming on.
Sick. Yeah, I said to him the other day, and he was like, "Yeah, man, it'd be good."
Cause what good. I might do, I might ask Twizzy as well, actually.
Well, have them both on at the same time.
Not the same time.
Different times,
but you got like two episodes because Twizzy, I could talk to him about because I know he's done like a lot of like.
Mate, I can't get it out of my head, man. He posted something, and it was like Twizzy, like one of his mates said or something. Twizzy's done Robbie Williams of UK hip hop, and now I just can't get it out of my head. every time I look at him, I just think Robbie Williams.
Yeah, no, I can see that.
It's funny, man.
I think originally he's from out where my mum lives. He's from Shepton Mallet originally, I think.
Okay.
But yeah.
Yeah, he'd be interesting, man.
Because the live streams as well, like we did the last one at Word Life the other week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. How's that been going?
Yeah, that was sick. So Word Life, there was, you had like all crazies Word Life lots. You had Merv, Grizz, Cray, former, I think he's calling himself T5 now. Tyler.
What, Tyler?
Yeah,
what's he doing?
He messaged me, he's like, oh, like, don't want to get involved. I was like, yeah, cool. If you see this, it's crazy. So yeah, he come on. And mate, the GoPro got really hot.
Yeah.
And fucking, so there's the one section, I've got the whole footage together, it's like an hour and 42 all together, but there was like one, like, he tried to clash Cray.
Right.
And the one bit where the video footage missing is on that. So I've got the audio because Paloma sent me the audio back. And so you can hear it. But like that bit, I've like just put some text like saying, but like where I was trying to fuck around with the GoPro, like I didn't even like clock it going on myself. And like everyone else was like, yeah, it went fucking. I was like, did he? And like it was the precise moment. I've looked back and it's me. I'm there trying to fuck around. The GoPro just got so hot where I had the battery in and it was plugged into the main. So next time I'm just going to fucking plug it in. Yeah. Mate, who was you saying about who can get the portable electricity as well?
So.
Yeah. Because we're going to do the Solstice, live stream Solstice.
From where?
Either Avebury or Glastonbury.
Don't do Glastonbury.
Don't?
Nah. Because who was it I was speaking to the other day? One of Sol's mates. They basically said, don't go. Right. You can't do anything. The police lock it all down. Like, really? You can't do anything. You're not allowed to do nothing there anymore. So he was like, don't bother. He's like, there's no point.
Fucking do it Avebury then. What are you saying? You up for it?
What day is that going to be on a Friday?
Monday morning.
A Monday morning?
4 a.m. Monday morning.
I can do that.
21st.
Yeah, I can do that.
If you want to do it actually on fucking sunrise of solstice, which is Monday 21st. So I don't think we're not going to have as many people, and I don't think we're going to do a cypher. We're just going to run a few tracks each.
Yeah,
basically.
I'm on that. That'd be sick.
Because now, like, the direction the live stream's taking is just fucking taking a completely different direction to what it was initially set out to be. So, yeah, there's that. I'm going to do one in my garden at some point in the summer. Gwaya. Yeah,
nice.
But, yeah, it's just been, like, fucking that, the networking on that, and, like, just fucking the vibe of being in a room with people and just, yeah. So, yeah, the Word Life one was sick. That was, yeah.
Can do one 42. At the club as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or we could do one at our studio, actually.
The one you were just on about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll shout Prince, man.
Yeah, on it.
What's this?
Some ice cream on a deck chair.
Man's got some ice cream on a deck chair. I was going to ask for some water.
Huh?
I was going to ask for some more water.
Alright.
Do you want some water?
I could have a coffee.
Yeah, I could as well. I'm really hungry.
Mate, what
coffee machine?
Yeah, proper, like, foam and everything.
Is it?
Fucking hell. What, like a proper yeah. one?
Well, obviously we don't want milk, though.
Oh, yeah, shit.
Got oat milk?
Maybe, I'll have a look.
Do you know what, that's like, that's one of my goals in life is to have a proper coffee machine.
It was like 40, 50 quid, it's better than a coffee machine.
50 quid? What, for a proper one?
Yeah, for a milk frother, like proper, you know, ones you
do. Like, whenever I did, they've all been like grands whenever I've looked at them.
Like 50 quid. If you want a decent one, that one's like 80 in there.
Yeah.
You see, actually, it's on top of the microwave.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for, if you, for like a proper Italian espresso one, it's a lot of
money. Yeah.
But look, I had one of those, man, back in the day. It didn't cost that much money.
Did it not?
No. And it's all like coffee.
The same coffee as like normal coffee. Like, instead of obviously like putting it in a filter or whatever,
yeah,
it tastes nicer.
Yeah, because at the moment I just use a little grinder and a cafetiere. I always say cafetiere, but that's like what old people piss on, isn't it?
Yeah, cafeter.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, yeah. And you make your coffee with a cafeter.
With a cafeter. Yeah.
This coffee tastes a bit nutty.
Salty. How can we get what sort of food can we eat today? I want like a
fruit
salad.
Salad.
Yeah, I want a salad, bro.
Green Rocket are doing delivery. It's on Just Eat now.
Is it?
Yeah.
I think it might be one of them, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, mate.
Mate, I got Dr. Greger's new How Not to Diet book.
He's got another one.
So he's got the How Not to Diet book, like, which is like fucking that fat. With just studies on how not to diet. But he's done a cookbook to match it.
Right, okay.
So I've got this How Not to Die and this How Not to Die, but the How Not to Diet cookbook. And he's got like a chocolate balsamic glaze over like berry like recipe. Like, which looks nice. I just need to make the chocolate balsamic glaze at some point. I'll let you know how I get on.
Yeah, nice.
But the book's the book's good. Off the back of that, I bought a pressure cooker.
Is that ninja thing?
Yeah. So the pressure cooker, like beans obviously, you fucking soak for 24 hours.
Or dry ones, yeah.
Yeah, and then you got to like...
What's the benefit?
Well, it's 8 hours, sorry, not 24
dry
hours.
Dry instead of canned.
Cheaper.
Is it?
Way cheaper. You can buy like a big bag of dry beans for like... For fuck all. Like,
right.
You know, it's like... It's a lot cheaper. And you don't have... If you've got the pressure cooker, you don't have to like fucking... You don't have to soak them.
Right.
So you just cook it on high for like... Say like black beans, for example, which are 8 hours soak... Hour, roughly an hour to cook, innit?
Mm.
So you can just half hour, bam, well, on hot, done. And you can cook big bulk as well, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, trust me. And you don't, I went fucking all in and got that fucking Ninja one, which is like a dehydrator and a fucking, because I want to dehydrate some mangoes. Like, yeah, that'd be rude. Dehydrate your own mango. But, fuck me, you got to leave it for like fucking 8 hours still.
Yeah, yeah. Because I've got a dehydrator at home, haven't I, Costa? I still got yours for dehydrating fruit and stuff,
and you can make crisps as well, innit?
Like
beetroot crisps.
Yeah, I need to actually find a source for dehydrated fruit, like cheap.
because they're dear. Organic dehydrated fruit is fucking not cheap.
I know. I keep trying to sell Chris this.
And you look. Yeah. And as well, when you buy a lot of it for like store bought, it's like sulfur fucking dioxide, and it's just like you just want the fruit without the fucking
sulfur.
Yeah, basically.
Mate, are you going to be all right up there? I'm worried. Are you sure? I'm worried for you, man. Blended in with the sea.
Do you tan at all?
I look less ill.
Right. So you just get a glaze.
I look a bit more like normal, healthy skin instead of like ill white, you know?
How many ginger people are there in the world, like on a scale, do you reckon?
What do you mean?
Like, because you don't see that many ginger people, do you? I mean, like, not like how many ginger people in the world.
No, I see quite a lot.
Do you?
But then that's because I'm always around people, I guess.
Yeah.
Like,
England,
is
like, the United Kingdom in general, has got loads of them.
Scotland.
It's Ireland, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, Ireland, rather.
Right.
Like, when I'm in Russia, everyone's like, oh,
you're
Irish.
Yeah.
When I went to California, they all thought I was Australian.
Yeah, I can see that, though.
Just the way I spoke.
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
But then the Americans.
Yeah.
Some. I'm not going to.
But then, like, you notice in the UK, like, the small place in the UK, like, how many accents we've got.
Yeah, it's mad.
I mean, you drive from, like, Manchester to Liverpool, which is, like, down the road.
Mm.
And it's like, you've got different. The Scouse accent and the Manc accent.
But that's the Liverpool accent's because of the boats and shit, innit? Like, that was, like, the main kind of.
Port.
Yeah. So it was just, yeah, like, a melting pot of fucking cultures and shit, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Bare different types of people. And now their accent is pretty fucking good, like.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like any accent, if I'm honest. I used to hate accents, like certain accents, but now I like all of them.
The hardest to understand are the Scottish.
Yeah.
A fast-speaking Glaswegian, mate. When they're drunk as well, you're like. Yeah.
I remember Jaffa on trip, actually.
Oh, mate, Jaffa when he's drunk is hilarious, man.
No, but basically what happened, right? There was a bunch of, like, proper old-school, like, Welshies came in, like, proper miners. Like,
yeah.
And they got so fucked, and they kept on coming up to the outside bar, and I couldn't understand a word. I'm like,
were they speaking Welsh?
Nah, they plainly weren't. They plainly just...
Yeah.
Like, proper, like, I could barely understand if they were sober, but then they progressively got more drunk.
Yeah.
And I just didn't know what they were saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Glaswegians are like that, man. When they, like, because they slur and they speak fast, and it's just like, whoa, come again. But yeah, because the Welsh, like, they've got their own thing, innit?
Their own language.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Of lots of Ys and shit in it.
I just know Araf, which means slow, because it's on the roads everywhere you go.
Yeah, but is it even said like that? Because you look at some, like, places in Wales, and it's just like. It looks like someone played Scrabble and lost badly.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of racist, Costa. I don't know if I like your tone.
They, because they learn it in school, don't they? But then, like, I guess it depends where you live in Wales as well.
Yeah.
Like, you live in, like, Cardiff. It's like, where you, if you live in, like, what? Cardiff or Newport.
What? It's kind of like us learning French. Yeah, what, like, Welsh people learning Welsh?
It's like, you know, the language, how you, like, learn it.
Yeah,
no, I think a lot of people actually, like, use it fluently. Like, yeah,
if you go,
man,
deep,
yeah,
into Wales, like, yeah, there's places deep in Wales where they're like,
mate, you can speak Welsh.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. If you go, like, Newport or Cardiff or somewhere like that, like, they just, like,
it's English.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
The deeper you go,
and like the Welsh people, like, they probably, like, class people in, like, Cardiff and Newport is, like,
English,
yeah. Like,
well, who are they to judge?
Yeah.
I'm Welsh.
Are you?
Yeah.
Is that where your mum's from?
My mum's half Welsh.
I'm from, I think my family's, like, North England, Leicester,
is
sort
it?
Of area. Pretty sure. Have you done one of them DNA things?
Yeah, man.
Where's your, where you, so you've got, like...
Nigeria. So, Eastern European, like Costa.
Wait, did you actually do one?
Yeah. I got the test about 3 years ago, and I did it last year, I think. I was like, I should do this, really. I'm actually interested to know.
Yeah.
So I did it and sent it off. And yeah, it was in lockdown, I sent it off. So it would have been last year. And it came back, it was Eastern European And then Nigeria. It was basically the slave trade line. So from Nigeria, Sierra Leone. And that was it. That was like my African descent. Quite high.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you're...
Is that from your mum's side then?
Well, I guess so.
Because your dad... how far back? Well, I guess they're fucking...
Well, my grand's light. Beige. My grand's really light.
And they were from Africa, or they were Bayesian?
Nah, my granddad's Bayesian.
And then his parents would be African, I guess?
Don't think so.
No.
Because Windrush happened after my granddad came here. Because I had my granddad's boat ticket from when he left Barbados to come to England.
Yeah.
He went from Barbados to Madrid, and then from Madrid to here. And I looked at the dates, and it was after Windrush.
Right.
So I'm guessing his parents would have been at the end of the slave trade.
I don't know.
Because actually, thinking about it, I can remember I spoke to my gran once, and I said, can you remember your gran? And she was like, yeah. I was like, can you remember your granddad? She was like, yeah. I was like, what did he do? She was like, he was a slave.
Hmm.
And that's when it hit home. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, wasn't that
long ago. That's not long ago, man.
No.
And then people are like, oh, it was ages ago. It wasn't really.
Nah.
That's like, what, my...
Two generations, I guess.
Great-great-granddad?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, your great-great-granddad.
That's mad.
Is that two or is that three? Dad, granddad, great-granddad, great-great. Four generations, right?
Yeah, that's mad.
And then your mum's Eastern European descent then. I'm kind of interested to see what mine is.
Yeah, it's interesting, man. I think like anyone that has a problem with other races should do one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. you're all from, like,
I've seen loads of them. Yeah, 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 yeah. They don't believe it. Like when they find out they're like German or something, they kick off. Like I watched one where it's the other way around. It was so funny, man. It was a black girl, and they were like, they basically said that she was like 60% European or something.
Mm.
She kicked off. I'm black. They were like, the test is right there. Like, yes, you are black, but your heritage is here.
Yeah.
No, it's not. She was this,
it's like
up.
It's like the number one thing that just shuts down a racist is like the amount of melanin in your skin is pretty much it. Like you evolve to like where you live on the earth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you live near the equator, you're gonna have darker skin.
Yeah.
If you then like after the like because
if you live in caves,
do you know what I mean?
You have lighter skin.
Yeah. If you mean if you live in caves in Europe, you're gonna be white.
Oh, mate. that's why there's so like little light in these houses. You know about that, yeah? Like European houses, like you have these tiny little windows.
Mm.
Because you're allergic to the sun.
In the Netherlands, they have huge windows.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just a choice of. I'm not gonna lie. I think it was just a choice of heating. Because obviously, back in the day, windows weren't very good at like not conducting heat.
Yeah.
So if you heated the house, it would always escape if you had big windows.
Because you go to
the
like sun,
it's this the weather's shit.
Well, that? You go to some of them grade listed houses with like where they can't have double glazing, and it's like, so well, I was a window fitter for like 2 years when I was like 18, and like you go in some of these grade listed houses and you'd have to like put like an ounce of skin on the inside of the window because you couldn't fuck with the sash boxes, and to get a sash box remade and double glazed is fucking wedge.
Mm.
And they're all cold. These houses are just fucking freezing. They just got like, I mean, a single skin glass on.
That's mad.
And I think if you had more,
you have window taxes as well.
Yeah, they used to have that. That's why so loads of the
houses windows bricked boarded up and that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's mad.
Yeah. Mate, I might do one actually, one of them fucking DNA things.
Yeah, that's interesting, man. But the only weird thing is, for ages I was getting bare messages, mate, from people all over the world. Like, I'm your cousin. I'm your fifth cousin. I'm your sixth cousin. I'm your this. And I'm like, I don't know you. And then there was one, and it was this girl, and she was like, hey, my name's such and such. I'm from Canada. I think we're like third cousins or something. And I was like, oh, fuck, I just randomly clicked on her. And it was me with long hair. And I was like, this is weird.
It was Roscoe at the weekend.
Yeah, Cassandra.
But I seen when Danny Dyer did it, didn't he? He's like fucking like a descendant of what king is it? Is it Henry VIII?
Right.
And he's a direct descendant from Henry VIII.
That's like, mad.
Yeah.
That's mad.
Flipping up, man.
The caveman? Yeah, uh-huh. Cheddar man.
And you know they found his relatives living in Cheddar through DNA.
Really?
Yeah, like his great.
Oh, yeah.
Chanel.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, Cheddar man.
Mm-hmm. They found, yeah.
It was black.
Yeah.
It was a black man.
Yeah, and they found, yeah. Well, I've been to Roman Bath.
That's why it's a bit confusing when they say, get out of our country.
They have a skeleton in there and they recreated them.
Yeah.
Well, you got to think, the whole of civilization comes from Africa.
Mm. It was also like, obviously, back then it was like Rome, all down there, wasn't it?
But not then, I don't think.
But I remember...
Not when Kate the Cheddar Man was alive. Oh, yeah.
He was black, I'm pretty sure. He wasn't English, I don't think.
Mate, you should read Sapiens by Yuval... I fucking always get his name wrong. Yuval Noah Harari.
Yeah.
I think his name is. Really good book. It's like probably like the best book written on that shit.
Okay.
Basically. And he goes into it from there, and it's like, our... 8 million year old grandmother or whatever.
Mm.
We share the same grandmother as a chimpanzee.
Yeah.
And then before obviously it splits off, so it's like, do you know what I mean?
Mm.
I mean, at the end of the day, we all come from fucking space dust. Or we're a simulation.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I was listening to someone that the other day and that was fucking fascinating. They were saying like it's likely a self learning program, so more gets like it, the simulation creates itself as more gets discovered.
Right, okay. The simulation gets what?
So if everything's a simulation,
yeah.
The more we discover, the simulation's not there, and as the simulation goes on, so it's like a bit of software, a self
learning software.
Self-learning software which grows as we discover.
Like AI.
Yeah, pretty much. But they were also saying that you need the sentient beings to witness it.
For it to be real.
Yeah, so this is not a base layer of reality.
Yeah.
It's a simulation, but there are sentient beings, which obviously we can't fathom, it's like a fucking fish out of water, which need to be witnessing it or experiencing it through some way, like a virtual reality
Big
game.
Big Brother, like.
Kind of, but like imagine like a virtual reality game. You like immerse yourself into it. Yeah. Do you watch Black Mirror, innit?
Yeah.
You've seen one with the computer game where they go into the body and they're like, fucking, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, oh, this is weird. Like, do you know what I mean? And they're like, yeah, that. Like that. Do you know what I mean? It's like it's real, but it's not real.
Yeah.
What they're getting out of it as a sentient being.
Yeah.
But it's not. Also, like did you see the one with the American guy?
Where he goes to the house?
Yeah.
That's
one of my favourite ones.
That's a good one.
And like all of that happened.
That's the first one I thought of when you've said that.
Yeah.
That's the one I was thinking of.
But all of that happened in the space of like a split second, isn't it? Yeah. It's like, mom, and the phone rings. It's like, mate, Charlie Brooker, you're an absolute fucking G. Have you done Bandersnatch? The interactive one?
Mate, do you want to hear something funny about that?
Go on.
I watched the whole thing. I didn't press any other buttons.
Did you not?
So it just showed me every eventuality, and I was like, I don't get it.
Mate.
I need to watch it again, really.
I watched it, and it was, I'd done like multiple times, just kept doing it and choosing different scenarios. Because I used to like them books as a kid, where it's like, turn to page 85 if you want to do that, or page fucking 46 if you want to do that. So I did multiple ones. On that, and I just kept like made him jump out the balcony. Then I made the other guy jump out the balcony.
Yes,
but there was like loads of like sort of like protests on it as well. Like
what
they
were
saying protests? Like, not protests, but like people like saying this is like how it starts. Like basically people saying kind of what we were talking about, the simulation theory. People saying like it's godlike that you're, because there's a part in it where he's like talking. He's like, who's doing this to me? Did you see that scene?
Mm-mm.
He's like, who's doing this? Someone's up there. Is anyone up there? Like, I mean, give me a sign. And you can choose whether to give a sign or something.
Mm.
And they're like, oh, it's too real to be playing God, and this could become something real, and it could actually be a real thing that you're like, eventually, like, how cruel can you be in that? And I was like,
sort of like that other one as well, where the you know, the girl, like, she does something, she wakes up and all these people are filming her, but no one's speaking to her. You know that one?
Nah.
Yeah, it's like one of the, it's like she's a black girl and she wakes up in a house and there's like a TV on.
Black Mirror.
Yeah, Black Mirror.
I haven't seen it.
All the people are like chasing her, like hunting her down, basically. And then it gets to the end and she's like murdered some kid and she's like part of this thing that where she's in a like a simulation loop and she's just going crazy.
No.
She's
going around and around. Do you know what? I haven't seen that one. The other simulation one, which is good, is the dating app one.
The dating app one.
So what happens is they run a simulation, right, of every scenario possible of a couple meeting. They get like their DNA or whatever they get, like, about the people.
Yeah.
And they run every possible scenario of whether they stay together to get a match.
Okay. Yeah.
And they're like, it shows the a couple of the simulations living the life of them, like, against all odds, have come together. And then you just see like all the other ones like climbing up the wall to try and get there.
They're actually sick. Doing that now, aren't they? Is it?
Yeah, it's
why is Alexa getting involved, bro? Mate,
go and
trust him.
Nah. No, oh, Lupin, what, the French thing? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The second season's
on
that now.
Is it? Yeah, no. I my missus watched it before me. I watched it, but yeah, it's yeah. I lost my train of thought.
Same.
I was about to say something on Black Mirror, and I'm thinking of Lupin.
dating app.
Go back. Have you seen now that I watched a talk the other day, and they were showing like how dating apps, and it's like the American government doing the thing, like going, do these kind of things like Tinder, Plenty of Fish, like all of these, and they're doing the vaccine thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mate, I was signing on. They're like,
you're on the app, aren't you?
Yeah. Have you had your vaccine?
Yeah.
Speak to me about if I've had a vaccine. Very, I don't get it. It's really weird, mate. Like, it's really weird. It's like, yeah, like, come on, have your vaccine, then you can go out shagging. What?
Does it protect me against the clap?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what they're probably trying. Yeah, you know, mate, it's a madness, bruv. They're just politicising everything, isn't it?
Yeah. I think that's the trouble with the world we live in at the moment. Everything's too politicized. And I think as well, you'd probably have a lot more people that were willing to do things if you just weren't so like...
lie-y.
Yeah. Don't be so lie-y. And maybe you'll get more people to like... Do you mean it's like... Johnny Darton asked me the other day. I did like that Q&A thing I do on a Monday on Instagram. And he said, what do we need as a species to evolve?
Mm.
And one of the things I said was transparency. True transparency, because it's, yeah, do you mean you got like people in office every 4 years just trying to have a quick fix to keep themselves in office? Do you know, did you see Theresa May talking on the thing the other day?
I haven't watched any news, and
first time ever
media.
I like probably I was like, oh, Theresa, yeah, I fucking agree.
Yeah,
with you.
What she said,
she basically she's in parliament and fucking the house of whatever fucking is in the main room, got up, spoke, she said, look, COVID is going to be here to stay. You're going to have new variants, and you're going to keep getting new variants. Yeah. And it goes, you need to learn to live with this. Do you know what I mean? It's like, do the vaccine that, but you can't like just fucking keep backing out at this, be scared of like each new variant. They are going to keep getting more variants.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
And she was like, rah, she's like, people are going to die. You're going to get new variants. And it's like, look, you just need to kind of
move forward.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it was like, fuck me. It was
who
like
said that?
Theresa May.
No, she
it was, yeah. Yeah.
That's mad. Was she trying to have another go?
I don't know. I agree with her on that. I don't want to give her another go.
I think she was another go.
Yeah.
Why have you given me the smallest glass in the world? I swear this is a Nutella pot, bruv.
Yeah, right. It was, wasn't it? Wash your jars out and reuse them.
Yeah, all the time. Thanks.
It's a reindeer one as well.
Yeah, cute. Mm.
In like probably the hottest day this year.
Yeah. It's nice, but it's hot.
You're gonna be there for a while.
I know, my back's like going moving. I don't think it's actually moving, I just think it's sweat, but it feels like it's like dripping. Crawling down my back.
Yeah, dripping. How long we got left, Crosser? How long?
17 minutes.
Cool.
Should we talk about Should we talk about, like, I don't know. I feel like we should talk about, like, some misogynistic stuff.
Such as?
Cheating.
Cheating?
Yeah. You want to get deep?
Go on then.
Is it the same if a woman cheats on you?
As
a man
what?
Cheats on you. Do you think it's exactly the same?
Of course it is.
Yeah?
What difference is that?
I don't know. I hear a lot of people say different things.
I think, like, if you're going to get into a relationship, then with that person, then be fucking clear about whether you just want to be with that person, innit? Because there have been relationships which have been known to be success, polygamous relationships.
Yeah.
Bob Marley, he had a polygamous, but kind of, but he did have a polygamous relationship. It was only kind of, wasn't it? Like, he was fucking genuinely open and honest with his missus that what he was doing with these other women, and she'd like go in and like kick him out of his trailer, like when he'd had enough, like, do you know what I mean? Like, if you're down with that, and then like be open and honest, innit? But like, yeah, if. I mean,
do you know what? Right. So basically, the concept is this. Right. This is what I heard, and I was like, start thinking about it. I was like, for the record, I think it's the same. Either way, right?
Yeah.
But the whole thing was with women. If a woman cheats on a man, right? It's premeditated. And it probably means something because they're more emotionally tied than we are, apparently, allegedly, right? When we do it, like women, they say we'll cheat and then still be thinking about that man. Whereas a man will cheat and as soon as they have let go of the stuff inside of them,
they're done.
They want to go back to their missus.
There was, they've done studies on these things. So when men look at women, or men, whatever, do you mean, like, they look and they go on image.
Yeah.
And then later on, they develop a sort of, sorry, but when a woman looks at a mating partner, they look at them as if to say, like, oh, and they create like a sort of like backstory in their head before. So it's all like, do you know what I mean? It's not like the so much on the appearances at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then to further go on from that as well, of like how, did you know that women sync their periods in the house to the dominant female?
Yeah.
So the dominant female will, if she's on her period, all the other women will be on their period. And this is, they're saying, it's something to do with evolution. So as evolution, you want the two strongest of humans to procreate, to further evolve a species.
Yeah.
So if she's off the market, they're all off the market. And that is why women in a household's period sync to the dominant female of the household.
Because, that's mad.
Yeah. Which is interesting.
Because I know they all sink in that, but I didn't know that makes sense though.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense.
That's where the evolutionary, or the alleged evolutionary point of women sinking their periods comes from.
Because they're always sink at work, don't you?
They're always miserable at the same fucking time.
Nah, I always, I'm pretty savage with them, man. Like, I'll come in and be like, you're on your period. And they'll be like, how do you know? I'm like, I can smell it. Nah, nah. I'm like, nah, I just know. I just know because they all have this vibe about them.
Yeah.
I'm quite in tune with my feminine side anyway. So I don't care. I embrace that side.
Do you get periods?
Sometimes.
No, but they say that as well, don't they? They say like psychologically. And you can get like phantom symptoms.
Yeah.
Of when your missus is pregnant. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? For like, if she's like feeling things and like, what was it that my missus used to say that I was having? She used to tell me that I was having phantom like mood swings and shit when she was pregnant. I can't remember. My memory's fucking shot to shit. Should get her on here one day and fucking, if I can get her in front of the camera and ask her.
Yeah. That'd be quite funny actually.
Get her on the gin.
Get her on the jack.
But yeah. It's but no, I do. I think relationship wise, is like a cultural thing as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because you again, you go back, like they would, you would, I mean, you'd have the dominant species of a tribe or whatever to procreate, but when you look at like the hunter gatherer type period of time, they would all kind of raise each other in a small
community.
So yeah, I think it, now you got to look at the cultural shift in it, and now it's we live very tight knit, compartmentalized lives, don't we? And I mean, and especially in the Western world, it's. But then is it because you look at a lot of like family breakdown, is it natural, what's more natural, is a polygamous relationship more natural than a monogamous one? Because you look at the breakdown of the family unit and then you get a lot of breakdowns.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? It's like to be two people, I mean, you've really got to fucking like each other to be like there, to be like, right, okay, it's just us two,
yeah,
and the kids,
yeah,
for the next life,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's forever. a long time to commit.
Yeah, yeah, it is. That's why I always kind of admire it. Like, when I was younger, I don't know, weddings and stuff like that. I'd be like, what's wrong with these people, man? But as I've got older, it's just like, I don't know, it's like romanticized in my head now.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, I really like it. Like, yeah. Whereas I used to like be like, what's the point, man? But it's like, when people like come together and love each other enough to just be like, let's get married, man.
Yeah.
It's sick, bro. It's sick. Well,
my uncle Barney and his Mrs. Magli, so they had the wedding in France. Magli's from France. But their wedding was like that. So they'd like done everything later. So they'd been together since they were like, they're both at uni in London. They still live in London now, but they met there and they've been together since. So they've had kids, got the house, do all that. And it wasn't, they were mid-40s when they got married.
Sick.
So they've been together for all that time. That's amazing. Just like a,
oh, come on.
Do you know what I mean? Let's do it. Bloke I worked with as well, he was in Vegas, right, with his missus. And they did it. They got married at one of them, like, Elvis chapels. And he said it's not as like what you see on the TV. Like, you can't just go in, like, there and then off the street. You got to kind of, like, do you know what I mean?
It's a bit more.
It's not as shady as that, but he said they were all there waiting outside somewhere, and they said to him and his missus, do you want to get married? And they were like, oh, shall we? I don't know. And they said, come over to the chapel, have a look. So they went over to the chapel, had a look, and they said, look, the bloke was like, I'll book you in tomorrow morning at fucking 10 o'clock. If you turn up, you turn up. If you don't show up, you don't show up. So he said they both went out that night. They got fucking absolutely smashed. Woke up in the morning, was like, looked at each other. They're like, shall we? Like, fuck it, go on it. They just went down to this Elvis chapel, grabbed another cup off the street, and got married. Like, you know?
It's like when Tim Newman got married in Las Vegas.
But yeah, when I get married, I don't know what we're gonna do. But
hurry up, man.
I don't really want to fucking
going abroad.
I reckon. I don't know. I want to go. Yeah, I don't know what I want to do.
I'm scared of the stag, dude, bro.
For the stag, I want to get a house.
Well, it's not your decision, in the middle of nowhere, bro. It's not going to be your decision, mate. But that would be my type of stag, dude.
Yeah, in a house
in the middle of nowhere, at the bottom DJs, of a mountain or something.
Do you mean, DJs, bring mics, bring
yeah, it'd be so
jam
sick.
For the weekend.
It'd be so sick.
And I really like the idea of all phones.
Yeah, going in a bucket.
In a safe. You get 1 hour of the day to get your phone out to fucking make contact with the outside world. Yeah. Have like a paper list of emergency numbers for like, just in case like everyone loses their shit. Ends up being like, have you watched Midsommar?
Yeah.
End up in some fucking situation like that.
We don't want that. Don't want any of that film happening. Fuck it.
Yeah, what country is it?
Sweden.
Sweden for the stag, lads.
I did it, mate. I did the like a mock Midsommar festival, innit?
Really?
Yeah.
With the weird stuff, or like,
it's not really that weird. Like that was like culty thing, innit?
Yeah.
So it's like you have like a Midsommar king and a Midsommar queen. I was so pissed, mate. Like, they got so hammered. I can't really remember much of it, but I remember like, we made food, and then we like, there was like some sort of thing that Ramsay ended up winning, and he was the Midsommar king, and he had to wear like a flowery The Crown.
Do you know what I did
but
like?
Apparently, they just have sex.
Do you know what I did like about that film? I thought it was like, going back.
Beautiful.
Going back to the marriage thing. Was the old couple, you jump off the thing.
Yeah.
I thought really, that was like quite cool.
It's quite nice.
It's like, come on then, Babs. We've had a life.
Yeah.
Let's jump off a cliff.
Yeah.
It was
the thing is, that film is so beautifully disgusting.
Yeah.
Like the way it was shot, I was like, this is, it's stunning.
Mm.
But it's also very, very dark.
Yeah. Do you know what I think as well? It's like the shroom scene. Because I found out about the film, I said I wanted to do, so I got a track, I saw Utopia Leaving, and I want the video to be like that, very like psychedelic, and it's like trying to find someone who can create that create on that. The camera.
It's hard, isn't it?
And I put in a community on Facebook, I put in there, I said, does anyone know or have any examples of what I can find of like actual good psychedelic? They said, someone said, have I watched Midsommar? And I said, no, and that was what put me onto it.
Yeah,
I hadn't heard of it before that.
Mm.
They said, there's a really good scene. And I thought they captured it quite well.
Yeah.
Like how she gets so offish as well, and she's like not feeling it, and she's like a bit fucking paro and all that.
Yeah. They did really well with her.
Because you look at so many like films. I remember back in the day watching EastEnders, Martin Fowler took a Gary, and he's in the laundrette dancing to a washing machine.
With Dot in the background.
Remember his mate Azif.
Nah, man.
Oh, so it was them two, and he's like, "What's wrong with you, man?" And he's like, "There." He's like, "This tune's banging." And
I met him on holiday.
What, Martin Fowler?
Yeah,
not the one now.
Nah, the old school. Yeah.
And he was like, "Yeah."
Well,
like,
I don't know if there's a new one though.
There's a new one in it.
Yeah. James Arthur, I think his name was something like that.
Nah, he's not the singer.
Oh.
The Scottish guy, the one X Factor.
Maybe it is. Yeah. I think his name's James something.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, he gets on the Gary's and
starts dances to a washing
buying
machine.
Them from Nick Cottam.
Mate, he was so sick, mate. Nasty Nick, mate.
Yeah.
Nasty Nick was a G. Is he still alive?
I don't know.
Dot's dead, isn't it? Dot's finally gone.
In the program?
I don't know. I guess so. In real life as well?
I don't know.
She's quite old.
Yeah. Smokes, loves a Super King.
Yeah, mate. How did she live so long and smoke so many Super Kings?
Do you know what?
Are they fake?
Nah. I said to someone the other day, I said, I think once you get past a certain sort of like threshold of your mindset, and I also think your mindset has a lot to answer for with how long you live for. I mean, if you've got like a poor mindset and you eat lots of healthy stuff, and you live a healthy lifestyle, your mindset and your stress could fucking
easily overtake that. Yeah, because stress kills, man.
But what if you had no stress, zero stress, and you just like, I mean, okay, if you fucking really did indulge over the top and everything, yeah, it's likely you're going to fucking have a heart attack or something. Mm. But if you, say you smoked, because you get people who smoke their life and they live way past 90.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But they've got the mindset and they've got other healthy things going on. They eat right or whatever. I think the mindset has a lot to do with it. You get past a certain age. There was that guy, wasn't there? National Geographic did a study on him. The oldest guy in America.
Mm-mm.
Is he 110 or something like that?
Right.
So he was like a veteran. And he said, yep, sometimes I get up in the morning. If I want coffee, I'll get up at 3 a.m. And if I want to drink a coffee, I drink coffee. Hell, shit. Sometimes I even put some rum in it. You know what I mean? And he's like, do you mean he just... And he goes, yeah, I smoke when I want to. And he's like, he goes, I do it because it makes me happy. And like, his whole outlook was just like, because I mean, he had like this, he had this Dolly Bird that he'd like go meet. Well, Dolly Bird, she's like old as well. But he was still driving.
Yeah, man.
110, something like that. So yeah, it was a National Geographic.
How does he lift his arm up? He was just moving around normally.
He was skinny. He was ringing me. Noodles.
Was he
I'll ring him back. Hmm. I'll ring him back. But yeah, no, he... Yeah, I think a lot of it is in the mind. And I was watching the age guy, the one who's into all the ageism shit.
No.
Like the one like the bite living long. You know those guys, the fucking ones who just want to live, fucking try to do all the little hacks.
Yeah, yeah.
He's been on Joe Rogan.
Okay.
But I was watching him on Lex Friedman's one. It was like it was a clip, and Lex was talking about what the best diet is, and he said, because Lex feels great on like a mostly carnivore diet. And the other guy was like, studies show that predominantly a plant-based diet, you'll get the longest for you, because you probably feel great short-term on the carnivore because you're getting a lot of the nutrients compact and density, but long-term is probably not best. But then what he said after that was interesting. What he said, but so further that, no matter what you eat, the studies actually show the people who only eat one meal a day are actually the ones who fucking do so eating less. Like, I don't know, like people like Sadhguru and people like that, they only eat once a day.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? In a sense of like, it's the whole thing of like having multiple meals. So the whole bodybuilding diet thing of like five meals a day and shit like that. Like, eat more and less often.
Yeah.
No. More often, less and more often.
Yeah.
They're like saying that, nah, that's not actually the fucking most beneficial way. It's like, like eat once a day or, yeah.
That's good, because I pretty much do that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't eat before 12. I generally eat twice a day. Yeah, and I mean, it helps in the sun anyway, doesn't it? Because you don't want to fucking eat as much anyway.
Nah, it's a lot, that's about it. I reckon that's an hour, man.
Costa!
Is that an hour?
2 minutes.
Oh, 2 minutes left.
There. Right, so we've got on next, or the matter we've got next, because you lot ain't going to hear that or see that for a week.
Your personal meaning of life today?
Today, drink gin.
Yeah, I was going to say not to drink too much gin.
Nah, today, I don't know, it's the sun out in it. It's fucking
wavy weather. There's nature. There's people like running around kicking round balls around on football pitches today, I think.
Oh yeah,
England and
didn't
Croatia.
That bloke die on a pitch yesterday?
Mate, it was mad though. Is it a heart attack? It was mad, bruv. He was just running along and just went douche.
Well, we got our mate Brendan on in a couple of episodes time.
Who?
We have, so we can talk to him about
that. Oh
yeah,
I've got him his cauliflower wings.
Yeah, we'll chat to him about that, about football. He knows more about that than us.
Yeah, I don't know anything about football.
No, me neither.
I just like shouting free kick when it's not a free kick.
Ooh, ah, Cantona. Right,
30 seconds. 30, like 20, 19, 18,
safe. Thanks 17, for tuning in.
16, 15, 14. Where are we?
Bye.
Bye.